is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israeli crowds danced in the streets today as Hamas released a third group of hostages. President Biden confirms a four-year-old Israeli American, Abigail Adon, was among them.
You know, she's free and she's in Israel now. And so those who are now wrapping Abigail in love and care and the supportive services she needs, she's been through a terrible trauma.
Abigail was kidnapped after Hamas murdered her parents. Her brother and sister locked themselves in a closet for hours. Israel's truce with Hamas could now be extended. Anna Foster's with the BBC in Tel Aviv.
Israel had said for every 10 further hostages who were released, they would be prepared to agree to an extra 24 hours of ceasefire. The list of Palestinian prisoners that was published, because it has to be legally published here in Israel so people can object to it. That's something that's actually enshrined in law here. And that list was not of 150 names, but 300, laying the groundwork for possible extension.
Vermont Governor Phil Scott's condemned shootings of three Palestinian students in Burlington and urged the community not to let this incident incite more hate. The 20-year-old men are expected to survive. Police are still searching for a shooter. Nearly 5,000 flights have now been delayed across the country as folks start to head back home after Thanksgiving. WBZ radio reporter Jay Willits in Boston.
Delays for some, but little turbulence for others. This year's post-Thanksgiving travel is a mixed bag at Logan International.
Yeah, there's a 30-minute delay. Apparently, there's a plane on the tarmac. I had to tow it off the tarmac.
Regardless of Sunday's 2.9 million passenger prediction in TSA, many are still thinking about that turkey dinner.
It is the season, so, I mean, you can't really do anything about it.
Lung inflammation forced Pope Francis to sit out of his usual Sunday services. CBS's Anna Matrenga's in Rome.
The Pope spoke briefly at the beginning and the end of the blessing, which was instead read by an aide sitting next to him in the chapel of the Pope's residence, not the usual window overlooking St. Peter's Square. The 86-year-old coughed and had a bandage on his right hand, but otherwise appeared normal.
He still plans to head to Dubai this week for a climate change conference. Public remembrances for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter start tomorrow.
Plans have been ready for quite some time, but the Carter family decided to wait until after Thanksgiving for Mrs. Carter's farewell. A motorcade will leave Plains, Georgia in the morning and end at the Carter Center in Atlanta around 2:30 p.m. local time.
CBS's Peter King reports she'll lie in repose until her funeral on Wednesday. Rosalynn Carter was 96. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Thank you. let your voices be heard. Before the lines between you and man, they become too blurred. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will believe the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to be deceived. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So we have the Lord. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
We'll be right back. now take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. And your eyes reveal
been crying. So I'm reaching out to tell you that you're not alone. I'd rather be by your side than realize that you're gone. I know you can't feel it right now in the midst of the dark, but if you been aching, and I know, oh I know, the toll that it's taking.
In my grave before I'm gray, they say I'm wasting my life away, hoping tomorrow is better than today, and I build it up and tear it down, gravel and rocks and another go around. Man, I know I gotta let it go. I got the same old problems. With one foot in the grave, it's easy to see I can't be who you want me to be. Just waiting on the other shoe to fall. Hell, I confess, yes, it was me.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. 'Cause this conversation, it's nowhere.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The ride was safe, so I wrote down. Thank you.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. Fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.